disclosure.
We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples with Manhattan Mayor Mike Dodson and City Manager Ron Fear as we preview tonight's City Commission meeting. And I know I've seen Mike Dodson in a few different places here the last few days. Been a busy few days in the community, especially this past weekend.
Yeah, we really enjoyed this last weekend, and a lot of people were out. We had the Cowboy Poetry Contest Friday evening over at the Flint Hills Discovery Center. And I was talking to Senator Kassebaum before the meeting. She was the honorary judge. And just to mention, Judge Noose, our Supreme Court judge from the state of Kansas, was our chief judge there. So we had some good horsepower on the panel. But Senator Kassebaum commented about how wonderful Manhattan was and how surprised she was with all the people she had seen downtown. She said, well, what's going on down here? And assured her this is a vital community, and there's a lot of things just about every weekend. So you'll see people down doing various things. And but at the poetry contest, we had eight contestants doing serious cowboy poetry and then seven doing humorous. I really enjoyed the humorous part. I mean, all these contestants had to make up their own poems. And, you know, we had various things that we had to judge. Coach Snyder was there, and Brooke Lennington was there. And, yeah, we had a great time. And the winner got a pass to the national. Now, the national contest is going to be held in Abilene, Kansas. So these were our Kansas winners that are going to go forward. Ron Wilson, as always, did a marvelous job of emceeing and kept everybody engaged in between the readings. So another great opportunity in the Flint Hills Discovery Center. And then on Friday night, they also had the beginning of Juneteenth and had some great entertainment down there. And then Saturday morning, they had some booths that were set up and entertainment for adults and children. And so we had a couple of booths. I think the setup time was 10 o'clock, and then we had a reading of the proclamation and a couple of speeches at 11. Kicked the thing off, and good crowds, people having lots of fun. And then they had another reading at 6:30, and Commissioner Reddy did that just so that the people that had come later would have an opportunity to hear that. So, yeah, it was a really fun-filled weekend in Manhattan, Kansas. And I think people will see when they read the paper or see it on various social media the numbers of things that are happening in our city. So you can find something to do no matter who you are, something to suit your needs.
Yeah, it was the Juneteenth event was a lot of fun. I had a chance to get out there for a little bit and spent time between there and the pool Saturday with my kids. And I mean, you couldn't have asked for better weather. Yeah. But something like that was the most fun I've had in Manhattan. Yeah. Since I've been here. It was just a great day altogether.
And that was our the 30th Juneteenth. And I think, as you probably picked up since you were down there, you know, they started in a backyard 30 years ago. And some very dedicated people have really put their shoulder to the wheel and kept this thing going and kept it growing. And now we've got some considerable support across the city. So hopefully the job of these great organizers is made a little bit easier. But, you know, the challenge is to do better than you did last year. And so they've certainly been doing that for the past several years.
Quickly ask you about, I know you're, Mr. Dodson, you're also the chair of the law board here. And yesterday I saw you out there as they introduced their new Lenco Bearcat armored vehicle, which mm-hmm. is going to be a pretty nice tool for the police department.
Yeah, you know, when I was talking to Director Butler yesterday, when we were looking at the vehicle and even before that, one of the things that I think people should know about this is what we would call an in extremis vehicle. In other words, you don't expect this thing to be kind of driving around on a daily basis. But when you need it, you have to have it. In the case of Officer Titi, when he was down and, you know, you wanted to make sure you could extract him without exposing others, you can push this vehicle in between him and the line of fire and extract someone, or you can set up a barrier so that surrounding houses aren't in the line of fire. There's all kinds of things. Now, in Manhattan, Kansas, does it happen very often? Thankfully, no. But when it does happen, you need it now. We had been using either one from the FBI or one from Junction City. But, you know, to drive from Junction City here takes you 25 minutes, perhaps, alert, outfit, drive, and so on. So sometimes 25 minutes makes a lot of difference. And in this particular case, we bought this through impounded funds. In other words, when things entail drug dealings and things like that, and the property is confiscated and then sold, that money is put into a fund, and for things like this that we don't have to pay for as taxpayers, that's a good thing. We decided to make this purchase at the end of last year, and I think they build it over a period of 4 or 5 months. That's built on a Ford 550 chassis and has run-flat tires and pretty good armament on the outside so that the people inside are protected, or those on the other side are protected. And like I say, this is a primarily for in extremis cases and to protect the public as well.
All right. Well said. We're about out of time here. I know you got a lot on the consent agenda here tonight. If you want to highlight one or two, I suppose you could.
Sure. We've got several issues dealing with consultant selections for various aspects. Some of that's a right-of-way acquisition for some of the proposed levee improvements. We've got an extension design for Kimball Avenue west of Vanesta up to Berkshire Circle, some improvements at the wastewater treatment plant, some other infrastructure improvements as well, and the CDBG block grant action plan for the commissioners to approve. And that pretty well summarizes the consent agenda. Next week, we'll continue work on the budget, our third work session. This will really focus on requests from outside agencies and requests from some of our boards for proposed funding for social service agencies and different other outside groups. Continued work on deliberations on the city budget. And last night, the planning board did some reviews. They came up with a tie vote on a municipal facility roof at Woodrow Wilson and approved the redevelopment plan for Aggieville.
All right. Well, City of Manhattan will have their meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. You can go to City Hall to attend that, or if you can't go in person, online, cityofmhk.com, Cox Cable Channel 3, or on their Facebook page tonight, and view it there. Thank you to Ron Fear, City Manager, Mayor Mike Dodson, for being our guests once again.
Thanks for having us.
And that'll do it here for this edition.
All right, Brandon, thank you much. Coming up on In Focus tomorrow, we'll have folks from USD 383 School District and also from Manhattan Area Technical College. Clark, Rush, Dan, and the game all on the way. Royals tonight, too.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan.